Welcome to the March 5th, 2012 edition of the Sand Center Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm recording today from Stuttgart, Germany. As usual, let's start with diaries. We got two real nice ones over the weekend. The first one from Jim about a new online sandbox to analyze Android malware. The sandbox was created as a project by the University of Nuremberg Erlangen, and I didn't have a sample to test it, so I had to look at some of the reports they had in their blogs. The sandbox does perform a static analysis of the sample and then has an option to submit the sample to VirusTotal for further analysis. The static tests include a list of all permissions and features that the app asks for and that it uses, and a list of what the sandbox considers dangerous system calls. A dynamic test is under development but hasn't been enabled yet. You will find a link to the sandbox in Jim's diary. And then Manuel wrote about a phishing and malware attack that he came across. Now, the phishing attack is actually pretty well done. It uses a fake Intuit order as a ruse. Intuit now offers a marketplace to buy add-ons for various Intuit software. This email looks pretty legit, and I actually remember seeing it myself, an Intuit email like that. I didn't click on that, disregarded. I'm not using any Intuit software myself, but otherwise maybe I would have clicked on it. In particular, these days, of course, it's tax season in the US. A lot of people download additional tax software from Intuit. Maybe that's who this particular ruse aims at. So anyway, what happens if you click on the link and install the software? Well, actually, you're first being redirected to a web page that then contains JavaScript. The JavaScript does the typical sort of pre-exploit reconnaissance. It looks at versions of your web browser, of Adobe Flash and Adobe Reader to then tailor an exploit. Now, if the exploit is successful, then it will launch some shellcode, and this shellcode will then report the infection also to a Russian website. And a virus coverage based on VirusTotal is there, but it's not great. And then one of the threats we talked about last week with respect to the top threat panel with Ed and Alan was cloud security. Now, there is yet another cloud security breach to talk about to actually illustrate that problem. The cloud server provider that was compromised was Linode or Linode, not 100% sure how to pronounce it. And as a result, some servers that ran Bitcoin services within Linode as a virtual machine got compromised, and Bitcoins worth about $70,000 got stolen from these services. Now, Linode does not just host Bitcoin services. They host a large number of other systems, but at this point, it looks like the breach was aimed at these Bitcoin services. And, well, these are essentially virtual machines, and if someone is actually breaching the infrastructure of a virtual machine host, then there isn't really much the virtual machines can do to prevent being exploited. And it's not really clear what the attacker did to these virtual machines, but there's some indication that the machines got rebooted and root passwords got changed. If you do run software within virtual machines where you don't control the underlying infrastructure, it's very important to understand this fact that you depend on this infrastructure. So don't store any critical information on that virtual machine. Tokenize it, at the very least, encrypt it. And anonymous supporters now have more to worry about than law enforcement. A fake notice on Pastebin was used to trick anonymous supporters into downloading a version of the Suze bot, which was disguised as a copy of the Solaris denial of service tool. Apparently, the attackers behind it copied a legitimate anonymous notice from Pastebin and then just changed the link to their copy of Suze. And finally, the NSA is working on better protection for Android. The project is part of a larger NSA mobility effort to find ways to use commercial mobile systems like Android for secure, sensitive operations. In this particular case, NSA not only hardened Android, and there are hardening guides and such from NSA that are openly downloadable, but they also then integrated IPsec and secure RTP to actually help with encrypted voice communication from Android phones. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.